Welcome to Chapter 50, A Family Affair. It's not every day that you have a family business where there are three members of the same family and each one has a totally different skill set and totally complementary, where there is very little, if any, overlap. Patty, my daughter Patty, is the marketing person. She is the one that she has visited in the last 10 years, probably close to 10,000 pharmacies across as far west as Memphis, as far south as Key West. And I know she's visited thousands of them because most of those visits, I was the driver. So we were using a 1957 mode of business that is no longer present today, but we continue to use it. My wife, Kathy, she is the administrative person. She has kept us straight and narrow from the bookkeeping standpoint, the paperwork. Without her, we don't have anything. And I, my role, which is the least of all important, is more or less the deal maker, which means I surface about every couple of years to do something. But anyway, we have been at this business, this free anonymous discount card business, for over 10 years now, and it has become an integral part of our life. I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to describe that business, because it has been a very rewarding undertaking for us. Basically, the card, as I said, is free. It is anonymous, which means there's nothing to sign up. And once a person uses the card at a pharmacy, it becomes part of their insurance until they determine otherwise. The savings, we have seen savings all over the place, up to 85-90%. The reason that these have been around 25-30 years. What we did different here is that up until we started this program with the soldiers back in January of 2010, we were the first group to ever use this type of business as a mechanism to raise money for charities, which is kind of amazing because it's been around probably 30 years, so 20 years at least before we got involved. And to this day, it's hard to believe because we've been successful even without any internet presence or social media, with just one person really out in the field. Nobody really has copied it. We have not seen any cards that share the revenue with a charity, which is kind of amazing because usually in a business, when there's a successful niche market created, other people jump on board. That hasn't happened here, and that's fine. What we are really proud of as a family is since we started this, we have saved people, hard to believe, over $30 million at pharmacies across the country with a free anonymous card. We're very proud of that fact. And in the process, we have donated almost $1 million. Because of our success, we've been able to negotiate better deals. And recently, we're able in a position now going forward to donate $1 to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We decided to select the Breast Cancer Research Foundation out of Manhattan as our recipient way back when, because they were the only breast cancer foundation in the country that had an A-plus rating from the Charity Navigator. And primarily because I think 91 or 92% of the money that they collect goes toward breast cancer research. That's one of the highest percentages of all. This organization was founded back in the early 90s by the Estee Lauder family. And when Mrs. Lauder passed away, Myra Biblewitt became the president and remains that today as we speak. Over the years, we have developed an excellent relationship with Myra and her associate, Lisa Reese. that continues today. In fact, recently, Myra has filmed a 2-minute video where she is endorsing our Find a Cure RX program. And that's the first time that's ever happened. We were very excited about it. And we expect to take our program now across the country. Next up, the face of breast cancer research worldwide.